This afternoon, two bodies were found in floodwaters in the Townsville suburb of Aitken Vale. Hundreds of people have been evacuated from Townsville as the city braces for further rain. Here's the Bureau.
There is an end in sight, but we're expecting further periods of heavy rainfall, some of it very heavy, about the northeast tropics for the next few days, between about Cardwell and Mackay. And with that, there's the real elevated risk of flash flooding.
David Herman is Assistant Commissioner with the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services. David, thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So what do we know about the two bodies found in Aitken Vale floodwaters? Have they been identified as far as you're aware?
Look, I don't have any information in relation to that matter, but I can say that it is a matter for the Queensland Police Service.
Are they the only flood-related deaths?
To my knowledge, that is correct at this point in time. They're the first two in this event where we've had loss of life.
Yeah, very sad news.
Are
these the, you know, you say that so far these are the only deaths, but are there fears that there could be others that have also become victims of these floods?
No, not at all. So far, our community has heeded the warnings of emergency services and the advice given, and predominantly have remained out of the flood water. Having said that, we've had a number of swift water rescues across the entirety of the event, and we've assisted a large number of people to a safer location when flood waters are rising. But in the main, the community's been very good. They've heeded our warnings and they've worked with us to ensure everyone's safety.
So are flood waters rising? What are predictions over the next couple of days?
Look, at this point in time, the floodwaters have steadied and, if not, started to recede a bit. However, we still have a very active monsoon trough through the region. The weather is unpredictable, so we're still prepared for whatever the weather gives us over the coming days. At the same time, we're also starting our recovery operation to support the community to return to as normal as quick as possible.
Have evacuations continued throughout today and overnight? What is expected to happen over the next 24 hours?
Look, over the next 24 hours, we'll continue to monitor the situation and provide support to the community. And where appropriate, if persons need assistance to relocate, we'll provide that. We'll maintain our heightened state of readiness with regards to swift water operations, so we can perform, if necessary, swift water rescues as quickly as possible to protect the community.
I want to thank you for your time, David. I really appreciate it.
Good. Thank you.